Well, good day, everybody. Welcome to another week of our daily podcast, Christian Center's Report, United States of America. Pastor Tim Karskett here. We're starting our Isaiah 62 fast, praying for Israel for 21 days. Will you join us? We're going to talk about the perspective today. All right. Let's listen. Well, welcome. Thanks for joining us today here on our daily podcast. We thank each and every one of you that follow us and share these podcasts with your friends, and we're always so thankful for that. Well, it's Monday. It is the 8th day of May 2023. We are in to this moment in time where we're praying. We're moving up to Pentecost as well. Shavuot, the Hebrew word. I don't ever pronounce Hebrew right, but you get the gist of it. But it is, I think, the 25th of May is when actually Shavuot is. I know you'll hear during this Isaiah 62 fast, the Sunday Pentecost, the 28th, but that's not actually the day on the biblical calendar. It's okay. They're not going in the wrong way. That's just traditional day. But we are pressing into this revelation, and it's something that our ministry has done for 20 plus years. I know I have. And it's just a joy to see the body of Christ joining together as one for a purpose, single vision, praying for Israel, praying for the purpose of God with Zion and why we do it. And we'll talk about that this month and all our platforms we're doing. Now, we are going to do it live streaming on each day, Monday through Saturday, at 12 noon Central Time here in America. Now, if you're in another country, just figure out your time clock. On Sundays, we'll be doing it at 7 p.m. in the evening Central Time because we have our services during the noon hour. We're not good about getting out at noon. So I don't know, that pastor that leads that church just doesn't allow it. But anyway, we're going to move forward with that so you can check it at a different time then. If you watch our pipeline ministry or follow it, and our noon live streams usually are also perspectives on world events, and we pray into those. We will not be doing those at the noon hour for 21 days. We will occasionally do special live streams if there's world events that we think we need to spend time in prayer and activating the body to do that, but that'll be special. So hope that lines it out for you. What's the vision? Mike Bickle lays it out here. Let me play this 1 minute audio of what he says it's about, and then I'll add to it after that, and we'll keep praying today and lay out the foundation for what the Lord's doing this month.
I want to share about a historic development in the body of Christ that's taking place this May. This may seem exaggerated, but it's true. 1 million intercessors are going to be engaged together for 21 days. Many of them will be fasting in various ways, praying for Israel in Jerusalem for 21 days. And then ultimately there'll be 100 million involved. And you can check the Isaiah62fast.com website for the details. And your church could be a hub. Your home group could be a hub. Your prayer room could be a hub. Find out how we can publish your resources and your information on that website. So see you at Isaiah62.com for information on this historic day that's coming up, May 7 to 28, 21 days of fasting and prayer globally. 1 million people, literally, this is a real number. We'll see you there.
And those numbers have grown. That audio was made, a video actually was made weeks ago, And it's grown beyond that. They have no clue. There's talks of up to 5 million people who have said they're going to pray at least 1 hour a day for Israel. And it's more than just praying for the government of Israel and for the political entity of Israel. We're talking about the prophetic covenant promise of Israel to be restored. Don't forget that in the experience prior to the day of Pentecost, when the disciples were coming to Jesus and saying, you know, is this it? Are you going to do this? Are you going to restore Israel? What's going on here? In the first chapter of Acts, and in the sixth verse, it says this: so when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, Lord, is it time you are restoring the kingdom of Israel? So this was on their hearts. This was on their mind. This is post-resurrection. So when you hear the naysayers, the people who disagree with us on this view, remember that point there. And he said to them, Jesus, it is not for you to know the times and epochs, the laws, the ways that God does things, which the Father has fixed by his own authority. Then he goes on and says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria, and even the remotest parts of the earth. Think about all he just said there. He's saying it's going to happen. It's just not for you to know the times. That's up to the Father. You know, you're going to receive the Holy Spirit, and you're going to be my witnesses. Where? In Jerusalem. God loves the city. In Judea, where's that? Israel. Samaria, where's that? Israel. And then the remotest parts of the earth. We evangelicals go backwards. We go the remotest parts of the earth because that's where our influence is, but we forget. We cannot forget Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. And I want you to catch that. So we have this big argument about Israel being a divided nation, the Palestinian state versus the Israeli state. Where are the Palestinians? Where are they trying to claim land? Judea and Samaria. Okay, so Jesus lines them up in context there with the kingdom of Israel. So we know he's speaking of that. The Old Testament, we can just wear you out with scriptures in the Old Testament with that, but that's New Testament for you, for the challenge of those who say that we're wrong in believing what we're believing. And it's funny because the Isaiah 62 passage, which I was studying long time ago, I was just seeking some scripture, doing some cross references, and Isaiah 62 popped up on my radar, in which I always love to pray for Israel anyway, but it just popped up. And then the next thing you know, I hear about this Isaiah 62 fast that we're doing, that we're a part of. When you go to that website, Isaiah62fast.com, there's a place there where it says hubs, and you can find one where you live or near, whatever nation you're in. Find them. Participate with them if you want to. You'll find ours. You know, we're there. Now, the prayer room at IHOP in Kansas City, you can just type in IHOP KC, and you will be able to watch that. I'm sure they do it online anyway. The prayer room on YouTube, you can watch 24/7. If nothing else, just turn it on and have a time of prayer with them. Join with them. You can do that at any time. We're just putting our hour in that they have really asked the body of Christ to do. And in Isaiah 62, it talks about that. It says, for Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. Zion is a big word, and we could get into some theology about that word. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not keep quiet until when? Until her righteousness goes forth like brightness and her salvation like a torch that is burning. The nations will see your righteousness and all the kings your glory, and you will be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will designate. Now, let me keep reading here. And you will also be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of God. No longer will it be said of you, forsaken, nor your land will it no longer be said desolate, but you will be called, my delight is in her, and your land married, for the Lord delights in you, and to him your land, and to him your land will be married. So God wants to marry the land. It's not political Israel, okay? It's not the Netanyahu administration. It's the land. It's the purpose. It's the prophetic purpose of the land. That's what he wants to marry. Yes, there'll always be a governing body there. I get that. And we need that for safety and so forth. But when you look at this passage, God's not going to keep silent about it. He will not keep quiet until the righteousness, her righteousness, goes forth like brightness and her salvation like the torch that is burning. Now, you can look at this, and part of this is starting to be fulfilled. No longer will your land be called desolate, because it was desolate. No longer will it be said forsaken, because it was forsaken. Up until 1948, that word was alive. It was forsaken. It was desolate. I think Mark Twain made this quote when he traveled there in the 1800s. He said this. He said, "Of all the lands that are for dismal scenery, I think Palestine," because that's what it was called at that time, "I think Palestine must be the prince. Can the curse of the deity beautify a land? ? Palestine sits in sackcloth and ashes. Over it broods the spell of a curse that has withered its fields and fettered its energies." That's pretty strong, isn't it? And he thought it was horrible. He couldn't wait to leave that place because it was so desolate at that time. And there's no greater devastations, he said. It says, "Many are Israel's forsaken places, and great is its desecration." he was talking about the devastation of the land. He just, who would want to live there? That's what he said. So that passage there, to your land will it no longer be said desolate, but you have called it, my delight is in her. Now we know that's coming to pass. God is marrying the land. It's prospering. I remember we were in Galilee on the Sea of Galilee there. We were in a kibbutz there, and there was a tree outside the kibbutz we were staying in. It was a beautiful orange tree, orange flowers, and just gorgeous. And I'd never seen anything like that. And so I was asking one of the workers there at the kibbutz, I said, "Wow, that's a beautiful tree. What kind is it?" He goes, "Oh, it came from India." And I said, "Well, that's unusual." And he said, "No, in Israel, we're trying to plant trees from all the nations of the earth." And I was like, "Woo, Lordy." I got lit up, because that's a picture that the nations will come to Israel one day, and we will worship on the Mount of Jerusalem there at Pentecost, at Passover, at Feast of Tabernacles. We know all those things are coming to pass. And I think about trees, you know, they speak of humanity, or like a tree planted by the water, right? Anyway, I felt this was a prophetic picture. So God is already starting to marry the land, but we want to come forth where the righteousness rises in the land. The nations will see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory, and you will be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will designate, not man. God will designate it. That's where we're headed. So please join us this month and join a movement wherever you live. Find a portion that you can play in role. And we'll lay out biblically why we're doing this. Each day we'll have a prayer initiative, and we'll talk about that each and every day as we cover Israel and the marrying of the land, the purpose of its rising in this hour to righteousness. We're going to pray for the protection against Iran, and the potential civil war that will divide the land. We don't want that either. We want God to arise and let his enemies be scattered. And we're going to pray into that. So you got 5 million, probably, they're saying now, that are going to participate. God is going to hear our prayers. I have no doubt. And we'll filter out the flesh, and we'll release the spirit as we go through this and pray according to the heart of the Father in his timings, as as the disciples learned in the book of Acts. So join us, will you, this month. You can go to our website, ChristianCenterReport.com, and see more about it. But let me pray for you. Father, I pray right now for everybody listening to this podcast, that, Lord, they would participate with this movement, God, that you're doing in the earth, that you've awakened the hearts of the body of Messiah to pray for the land where our Messiah came from. He was birthed there. And we want to participate with what your heart is doing. I speak life over them and their cities, their nations, where they're from.
What a lovely
in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus our Messiah. All right, see you tomorrow. Well, thanks for joining us today here on our daily podcast. As we're sharing right now, we're in the middle of the fast, the Isaiah 62 fast. You can find that website, isaiah62fast.com. You can also go to our website, ChristianCenterReport.com. Scroll down. There's an Isaiah 62 fast button there, and you can learn more about it, and you can help participate with us as we pray. We'll continue to pray for our nations as well during this time, but this is a special time we've set aside to pray for God's purposes in the land. Well, God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. What an amazing testimony. I've had these things happen to me before. May they happen to you as well. Well, we went a little bit longer today. I hope you enjoyed that. Shabbat Shalom. Also remember, next week we start our Isaiah 62 fast. And we're going to be praying for Israel for 21 days at the noon hour Central Time here in America. So if you want to join us online, we'll be there praying 1 hour each day for 21 days. Okay. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Well, I apologize for being a little bit long, but it's worth it. I really don't apologize. What a great testimony. Well, Shabbat Shalom to you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week on our podcast. See you later. Bye-bye.